listening to Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. Our topic of conversation today is one dreaded by many, and it's called male menopause. But the question is it a myth or is it reality? Hormone changes are a natural part of aging, unlike the more dramatic reproductive hormone plunge that occurs in women during menopause. Sex hormone changes in men occur gradually, usually over a period of many years. Here's what to expect and what you can do about it if you're a man or if it's with somebody that you love. The term male menopause is sometimes used to describe decreasing testosterone levels or a reduction in the bioavailability of testosterone related to aging. Female menopause and so-called male menopause are two very different situations. In women, ovulation ends and hormone production plummets during a very short period of time. In men, hormone production and testosterone bioavailability declines more gradually. The effects, such as changes in sexual function, energy level, or mood, tend to be subtle and might go unnoticed by the man for many years. So what's the best way to refer to so-called male menopause? Many doctors use the term andropause to describe aging-related hormone decline in men. Other terms for so-called male menopause include testosterone deficiency, androgen deficiency of the aging male, and late onset hypogonadism. Testosterone levels vary greatly from a man when they are 70 and when they're 30. In general, however, older men tend to have lower than younger, which is obvious. But in a 70-year-old man, they usually have a decrease in male testosterone by about 50%. That's because starting at the age of 30, the testosterone level decreases by about 1% per year. Some men have lower than normal testosterone levels without signs or symptoms. And for others, there's much more obvious signs. One would be changes in sexual function. This might include erectile dysfunction, reduced sexual drive, fewer spontaneous erections, such as the ones they have during sleep, and infertility. Their testes might also become smaller as well. Another sign would be a change in the sleep pattern, and that would be either extreme. It may be insomnia or it may be increased sleepiness. As long as you see it as a disturbance in your regular sleep pattern, it's something to look into. Physical changes would be various. They could include increased body fat, reduced muscle bulk, reduced strength and endurance, and a decrease in bone density. Swollen or tender breasts would be another sign or symptom of male menopause. Emotional changes would be another sign. A low testosterone might contribute to a decrease in motivation or in self-confidence. You might feel sad or depressed or have trouble concentrating or remembering things. It's important to note that some of these signs and symptoms are a normal part of aging. Others can be caused by various underlying factors, which would be medication side effects, thyroid problems, depression, excessive alcohol use. A blood test is the only way to diagnose a low testosterone level or reduction in the bioavailability of testosterone. So if you suspect that you or someone that you love has low testosterone levels, you should first and foremost consult your doctor. He or she can evaluate possible causes for your signs and symptoms and explain treatment options to you. You cannot boost your natural testosterone production, but these steps can help. First, you must be honest with your doctor. Work with your doctor to identify and treat any health issues that might be causing or contributing to your signs or symptoms, from medication side effects to erectile dysfunction or other sexual issues. You have to be honest in order to help your doctor give you a proper diagnosis. Making lifestyle choices. If you eat a healthy diet and include physical activity in your daily routine, you'll feel better. Healthy lifestyle choices will help you maintain your strength, energy, and lean muscle mass. Regular physical activity can even improve your mood and help you sleep better. Seek help if you feel down. Depression in men doesn't always mean having the blues. You might have depression if you feel irritable, isolated, or withdrawn. Other signs of depression common in men include working excessively, drinking too much alcohol, using illicit drugs, and seeking thrills from risky activities. You should be wary of herbal supplements in that you have to make sure you use them correctly. Herbal supplements haven't been proven safe and effective for age-related low testosterone. Some supplements might even be dangerous for you. Long-term use of DHEA, for example, have no proven benefits and might increase the risk of prostate cancer. What is considered low testosterone? In a 40-year-old man, 500 nanograms of testosterone per deciliter of blood is the means. Below 300 nanograms is considered too low. It may seem then that the simplest way to increase testosterone would be to add it to your body. And that treatment is becoming more and more common. This is called testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT. It's the male equivalent to hormone replacement therapy, which is HRT in women. There are a variety of ways to replace testosterone in men, including injecting it, applying a cream, and taking it orally. The goal is to get the testosterone back up to normal in all of these different methods. But it isn't that simple. Just as HRT has been found to have serious side effects in women, like triggering certain types of breast cancer, TRT has dangers as well. The big one is that it can increase a man's chances of developing prostate cancer. It also turns off sperm production and has been known to be associated with a higher occurrence of stroke. So for these reasons alone, most doctors don't jump into treating a patient with TRT injections or supplements. Many will advise lifestyle changes first, such as exercise, a healthier diet, and eliminating alcohol. Better overall health can help alleviate the symptoms of low testosterone. There are also some herbal remedies that some experts believe can help, and again, others don't believe that they help. So these herbal remedies would include vitamin C, E, zinc, which help increase testosterone production, while L-arginine has been associated with increasing the libido. As with many herbal supplements and treatments, there's not a whole lot of solid evidence that they do what they're supposed to do. But in most cases, as long as they're approved by your doctor, they won't do any harm. And since TRT carries significant risks, it's worth a try to avoid the treatment until it's absolutely necessary. Thank you to Health Discovery and Fitness and the Mayo Clinic for today's content in my talk to you about male menopause. Again, if you're a male who suffers from any of the signs or symptoms of male menopause, please consult your physician to determine a treatment plan that's best for you. I'm Tammy Lynn McNabb, and you're listening to Health Radio FM.